Step 4. Listening for comprehension. Listen to the speech carefully and write down the words and phrases you hear.
School and company uniforms should be abolished.
Uniforms are part of educational and corporate life around the world. However, in Japan, they are very important cultural objects. Almost every company or institution has its own uniform, and almost every school child must wear one. In Japan, uniforms symbolize professionalism, corporate identity, and social order. For most Japanese people, uniforms are not a symbol of control. Instead, they are most often perceived as making life easier. I think school and company uniforms should be abolished for two main reasons. The first one is that they are very expensive. Most school uniforms are made of wool. Since Japan does not produce wool, and that wool prices have gone up by 8% recently, uniforms are becoming more expensive. In addition, because of stricter environmental laws in China, the dark blue dye used in most school uniforms has also become more expensive. While many school children believe that uniforms are cool and make life easier, uniforms are burdens for many Japanese families. The average school child must spend between 70,000 and 100,000 yen on uniforms at one school. The problem is much more severe for children who live in families below the poverty line. Although families can receive some support from the government, uniforms are simply too expensive for many of them. Surprisingly, 16.3% of Japanese children live below the poverty line, one of the highest rates in the developed world. The second reason, however, is much more important. Uniforms are often used in Japan to objectify young Japanese women or reduce them to sexual objects. The most obvious case is the objectification of female high school students. Everywhere in the country, it has become so common to see young women's bodies in very tight uniforms promoting products and services. Young Japanese men, on the other hand, are very rarely portrayed this way. The objectification of women is, of course, a global problem. However, Japanese society has now become so used to this reality that few people notice it as a social problem. Another example of objectification is the introduction of a student uniform in an elementary school in Tokyo's Ginza district, which was designed by an Italian luxury brand. The uniform, priced at more than 80,000 yen, was unilaterally proposed by the school principal, who claims that high prices will encourage students to treat their uniforms more carefully. The uniform culture in Japan is very strong and creates many problems. Because Japanese men and women are often categorized into stereotypical behaviors along gender identity, they often feel awkward together and refrain from participating in joint activities. In schools and companies, for example, we can usually see men grouped in one place and women in another. I think uniforms are contributing to this problem. To build an egalitarian society, we need to see beyond the idea that uniforms are cool and sexy and realize that they reinforce social stereotypes, especially the objectification of young women.